Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Daf Gimel, Kiddushin 3a, pagination is 5. We're starting from the end of a line, almost the middle of the page, a two dots, Minyana. Minyana de Reisha Lemeute Mai, Minyana de Seifa Lemeute Mai. The Gemara is wondering what was the purpose of enumerating a number regarding the number of ways that Kiddushin can be done and the number of ways that setting her free can be done. We're going to focus on the number regarding Kiddushin. And the Mishnah said that the woman can go in 3 ways. So the Gemara is wondering, Minyana Duresha Lemiute Mai. When you say 3 ways, presumably what you're trying to say is, and not 4 ways. You're coming to exclude. That was the point of the enumeration. In other words, if we want to elaborate here a little bit, there could be times that Tana Vishayer, that the Tana listed off a number of ways that something can be done, and there may be other ways that also would work, but we didn't list them. And there could be multiple other ways, and sometimes a Braisa will develop those topics. But over here, a number was given. Ha'isha niknes b'shlosha derachim in 3 ways. Presumably something is being excluded. And the Gemara here will make 2 suggestions. We'll take 1 at a time. Minyana dureisha lemiute chupa. The number of the reisha, first proposal, is to exclude chupa. Now, we know the word chupa is used regarding the marriage ceremony. It's typically referring to the 4 poles with a canopy cloth across the top of these poles. It is an area that's demarcated, that the chasen and kala are together declared as a place to declare their unison, their joining together. And that's the way we use the word chuppah, as a ceremony that's done in public. In reality, the word chuppah refers to the entire process of nisuin, to move from kiddushin, where the woman is married, but the husband cannot live with her yet. She hasn't yet been brought to his home, so to speak. And the process of chuppah can be identified either by that moment that we call chuppah, or the moment of chuppah is when they are private in a room. Some require that it be locked, but even if it's not locked, they're closeted in a sneistic way, in a more private type of way, as husband and wife. So the Gemara here considers the possibility that the word chuppah, referring to yichud, the seclusion type of chuppah, would in fact make kiddushin, which is a new concept. Chuppah can facilitate going from kiddushin to nisuin. Those 2 steps to make a complete marriage. But to use chuppah for the purpose of kiddushin is not something that we know about. And the Gemara says the Mishnah is actually coming to exclude chuppah from doing kiddushin. Now, Rashi explains the case of chuppah in a fascinating way, and by observing what seems to be problematic about this Rashi, we will actually reveal what the motive of the Gemara here was with the word chuppah. Rashi says lemiute chupa to exclude chupa sheim masra la'avia lechupa l'shem kiddushin. If a man would give over his underage daughter for chupa for the purpose of kiddushin, eina mikudeshes bekach, she would not be mikudeshes through this. So let's back up for a minute. Let's appreciate that a father, as far as biblical law goes, is allowed to marry off his daughter, his underage daughter, under the age of bas mitzvah, even till the age of 12 and a half, when she's a naira. The father can marry her off. And we could discuss the social dimension of that, the philosophy of that. But there's a concept that the father, if he has a good opportunity for his daughter, he's enabled to marry her off when she's still young. But that act has to be done through a regular kiddushin. We were considering the possibility of other modes of kiddushin, using chuppah for the sake of kiddushin, and we're being told you can't do that. Now, everybody wonders why Rashi chose a case, lemiute chuppah, that if you did a chuppah, it does not constitute kiddushin, you would still have to give a kiddushin ring. Why Rashi chooses a case of father and daughter in this getting married? Why can't Rashi just learn a normal case that they went straight to the chuppah and were being told that chuppah does not do kiddushin? I once heard from a Rebbe that he was at a kiddushin, and the Rav Masada Kiddushin, the officiating rabbi, forgot to tell the chassan to give the ring to the kala. And he had to be discreetly pulled aside and reminded that he's got to do the main part of the ceremony, which is giving the ring, which will make her a mikudeshes. So imagine that scene. They did a chuppah. They did a chuppah, 100% chuppah. Is she married? Is she not married? Comes along our Gemara and says, chuppah on its own does not do marriage. Rashi picks a case, though, when the father is marrying her off. What would happen if the girl is 18 years old, a regular marriage? Wouldn't that also be grounds to discuss whether chuppah is a kiddushin or not a kiddushin? So there's an explanation given by the Makna, or some pronounce it Sefer HaMikne. The Makna says that this Rashi is related to a discussion that we've had before, which is, hein hein edei yichud, hein hein edei bia. When witnesses watch chassan and kala go in seclusion, they are able to assume that there were relations, because they went into seclusion with that intent, and that's what they intend to do as husband and wife. That door locks. They have the right to assume that even though they were only witnessing the seclusion, that they're actually witnessing as well, able to say testimony that we assume there were relations. That is what would happen by a regular marriage of a girl who's over bas mitzvah. Girl is 18 years old, she goes into seclusion, we have the right to assume a kiddushin irrelevant of the chuppah. We have the right to assume a kiddushin because there would be bia. And one of the three ways to do a kiddushin is kesef shtar bia, relations. Rashi, therefore, very perceptively, very purposefully, chose a case where the woman is under the age of bas mitzvah, and therefore there's a control over the relationship of husband and wife, independent of whether the woman would agree in the yichud room to have relations. They may have gone in for the purpose of chuppah, but once they're in there, they could end up with bia because she is the one who has the right to consent. In the case of an underage girl whose father said, you have the right to seclusion, but he never gave them permission for bia, then since the kiddushin has to do with the father's consent, kiddushin would indeed not take place. And therefore, we've successfully isolated the question of whether chuppah is a kinyan or is not a kinyan, and we're told it's not a kinyan. Squeezing in one more thought over here, the Gemara makes a different suggestion that it's lemi'ute chalipin, that the number mentioned in our Mishnah, three ways to do kiddushin, is to exclude chalipin. Chalipin is a kinyan of an exchange. We typically do that when we authorize the rabbi to sell our chametz to the non-Jew. So the rabbi gives us a pen or something like that, and in return, we are giving him the rights to sell the chametz. It's an exchange. The question would be, could chalipin facilitate kiddushin as well? And the answer is no, that our Mishnah was coming to exclude chalipin. The question is why? The Gemara says, chalipin isnuhu bepachas mishava pruta. Chalipin can be done with less than the value of a pruta, of a minimal value. As long as it's a keli, it's an item. You have a sewing needle. It's an item. Even if it's less than a penny, less than a pruta, it's not going to make a difference. It will work as chalipin because it's an item of exchange. It's an item. It can be used as barter. And therefore, ve'isha mepachas mishava pruta lamekanya nafsha, and a woman, as Rashi learns, finds it degrading to be entering into marriage through an item that doesn't have to be a shava pruta, that has no relationship to value. And she finds that degrading, and therefore chalipin never works, even by an item that is a shava pruta. Tosfos learns a slightly different approach, and that is that we were not contemplating chalipin as a regular kinyan, and just going to list off all kinds of kinyanim that might work for kiddushin. We were itemizing chalipin because we thought it was like kesef, like money. And what the Gemara is establishing is that since chalipin works less than a shava pruta, it's clearly not kesef. It's not money. It's a different thing. It's called barter. It's a different thing. And once it's a different thing, we have no source to say that it's going to work for kiddushin. Our only source for kiddushin was kesef, because it was kach mimeni, it was learned from Stei Ephron, etc. However we learn out kesef, but if chalipin is not kesef, then chalipin has no source and will not work. Interestingly, Tosfos says in the wording of the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, you should not read it lo mekanya nafsha, as Rashi learns, that she does not grant herself, she's not agreeable, but rather you should read it lo mekanya. It's simply not a kinyan, meaning like in legalistic terms, it's not a kinyan, you have no source for it, because it isn't kesef. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.